Cadet Nines, heat number two. And it is Ruiz who leads the way as they come through to complete lap number one. Strode in second. Then it's back to Waddell, Boulding, Crofts. Then it's back to Pring in the 33. He had some dramas in heat number one, to say the least. Further back then you go to Say Holsborough. Then it's back to Jess and Bryant rounding out the running order. So the in-flight, the Cadet Nines brought to you by Ruiz Construction, and it's Sebastian Ruiz that leads the way here as they head through to complete lap number two. Strode is almost a second behind Sebastian Ruiz, who sets the fastest lap of the race, a 39.104. Strode. Now Boulding has made the pass on Marshall Crofts and Waddell. So Waddell has fallen back through the field. Now he's got some work to do. Pring, Asahi, Holsborough, Jess and Bryant, still the running order as the P-platers from Asahi back have got some battling on their hands. In fact, Bryant just goes past Jess now. So we've got this battle of the four P-platers in the Cadet Nines at the back of the field, and Sebastian Ruiz, he's going to be closing in on them quite shortly, and that could influence the way this race pans out. Ruiz, Strode, then it's Darcy Boulding, further back then to Marshall Crofts, Joseph Waddell trying to make up for his mistake earlier in the race, Pring all by himself in the 33, and then it's Say, who's got a cart length the difference between himself and Holsborough. Bryant and Jess. Bryant right on the back bumper now of Holsborough. So those three having a good battle. Ruiz lowers his best time to a 38.4. He's a second quicker than second place man now, Darcy Boulding. As Strode has had some problems, he drops back to third. Crofts, Waddell and Pring are the six drivers at the front of the field. We've got a spinner mid-lob the back straight. Yellow flags are out. Just trying to pick up who that might be. It looks like it's Isabella Jess, who is out of the cart. And Jess pulled from the circuit. So some blue flags out now. As the leader, Sebastian Ruiz, is closing in on this battle between Asahi, Holborough and Bryant. Well, Ruiz gets through the first couple of those carts with no problem at all. He cuts to the outside, inside. He looks like he's getting blocked at the moment, but eventually makes his way through. And Ruiz out in front. The Ruiz Construction Tony cart. Number 26, Darcy Boulding in the WAS Automotive. Oh, and a spin there. Two of the back markers getting together. I think that was Bryant and Holsborough. I'll just have to check. As Darcy Boulding still trying to get through the traffic. Yellow flags out at the bottom of the circuit. So it is Ruiz, who just takes it cautiously. Second place is still Boulding. And third place, Strode. So the back markers shenanigans hasn't affected the running order at the front of the field. Crofts, Waddell, Pring and Asahi. Now Waddell right on the back of Crofts as they start to battle for fourth position. So Sebastian Ruiz, eight laps now completed, coming up onto the back of the 33 of Ryan Pring. Ruiz finished third in heat number one to Joseph Waddell. in the 16 who won it. Waddell now back in fifth position, still putting the pressure on Crofts. Crofts, who gets past Max Asai just that little bit quicker than Waddell, and Waddell has really lost some ground now. So as the leader comes up on the back of the 33 of Ryan Pring, Ruiz has got some space to work in here. Doesn't have to force the issue. He can wait till he finds the gap and now will make the pass. The real loser in this battle further back in the back markers was the 16 of Joseph Waddell, who just tried to push his point, getting past Max Asai, and actually lost more ground to Marshall Crofts. So with the checkered flag at the ready, the 26 of Sebastian Ruiz comes through to take the victory. Ruiz takes the win from Darcy Boulding in second place in the 15 cart. Then it goes back to Joel Strode, so a second and third for Strode. Marshall Crofts will finish in fourth place, with Joseph Waddell in fifth. Sixth place is Ryan Pring, the best of the cadet nines with the Jays. Then Max Asay will finish in seventh spot. Holsborough, Bryant and Jess are all non-finishers. The cadet 12 Rocks are up next. The cadet 12s up next here in the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Cadet 12s, brought to you by In-Flight ER. In-Flight ER, great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Mia Bolton in the 23 will start on the pole. 74 of Josh Sargent on the outside of the front row. Finlay Allen in the 28. Cooper Allen in the 19. Henry McLansborough in the 7. Oliver McLansborough in the 76. Riley Watson should be in there somewhere. Just looking now. Riley Watson. Well, in fact, should be starting in second position. So the 8 of Riley Watson will be up in the second position. Zachary Bates, the only P-plater in the field, will start from position number 8. Looking for a start this time by. No start. And it's sort of all like Brown's cows coming towards the start-finish line. So Mia Bolton and Josh and Riley Watson, your front row. The front row, the officials just want them to not accelerate before the yellow line. You can see just before the dog leg, that's the acceleration line. They're supposed to run in their formation. And then when they get to that line is when they can officially... the pole sitter can officially decide when he's going to make the jump and accelerate away. So everyone's telling him to slow down. We'll see if they stay in formation now. They're picking up the throttle again early. But the starter's happy enough with it. It's a very even start. Bolton on the inside, but Watson on the outside will round around and take the lead. Oh, Bates just getting into the side that time of the 7 of Henry McLansborough through turn number 1. So a little bit of contact there, but both carts continue on without any drama. Now it is the 74 of Sargent trying to get past Bolton. Bolton, who had dramas in heat number 1, withdrew from the event after about 3 laps, looking to try and regain some of the ground that she had lost in the points here. The plan is 5 heats across the day, well, drivers and teams need to be aware that the first round of heats took almost 2 hours to complete. So if you want to get through all five heats at the scheduled race distance, you'll need to be forming up and getting out onto the track in a much faster order, because we're going to run out of daylight to complete all five heats at that sort of pace. So your leader is Watson, Bolton in second, then it's back to Sargent. Right on his back bumper is Finlay Allen, followed by Cooper Allen. They are in the 28 and the 19 card. Zachary Bates is working his way forward, ahead now of Oliver McLansborough, who's got Henry McLansborough, tail end Charlie on the field. All eight cards still out there and circulating as Mia Bolton makes the move up the inside of Watson, round the top turns, and Mia Bolton goes to the lead. So Bolton, now your race leader, with a little bit of a buffer coming through the pit turn. Bolton leading from Watson. So the Grenfell driver in car 23 leading the way from Watson, from Wagga. Then it's back to Grenfell's Sargent. Then it's the two Canberra drivers, and Sargent now making the move on Watson as they head through the dip. Side by side through the dip, and Watson will be shuffled back to third with Finlay Allen right on his back bumper as well, trying to put him back a further place. Finlay Allen side by side off the top turns, and he will make the pass. So Riley Watson dropping two places. In fact, dropping three places. He was the leader before the start of that lap. Cooper Allen is now on the back bumper of the number 8. As Bolton leads the way from Sargent. Now Finlay Allen right on the back of the 74. The Tegra Arrow from Grenfell of Josh Sargent. It's in-flight emergency room. Top cart of Finlay Allen, nose to tail in second position. Allen. It's Finlay Allen in third, Riley Watson in fourth, Cooper Allen in fifth. Then it's Bates, Oliver McLansborough and Henley McLansborough round out the running order. As Bolton leads the way, Sargent and Allen. Riley Watson has withstood the challenge from Cooper Allen and consolidated his position in fourth now. But the battle is for second between Josh Sargent, his fastest lap, a 37.680. Finlay Allen, a 37.483. As Bolton leads the way, her gap to Sargent is 0.7 of a second. Nothing between Sargent and Allen as they head up the back straight. Race leader around the top of the circuit is Mia Bolton in the 23. 74, Josh Sargent. Then it's back to Finlay Allen, Watson, Cooper Allen, Zach Bates, Oliver McLansborough and Henry McLansborough still out there. All eight cards. A good drive by the in-flight ER Cadet 12s. The gap between the leader and Josh Sargent has dropped to 0.485 of a second now. In fact, that gap down to a card length, so it's less than 0.1 of a second as they come around the top of the circuit. It's Bolton, Sargent, and Allen. As the leaders come across the start-finish line, Bolton leading the way from Sargent. So Bolton in the 23, holding her advantage. Sargent in second, with Finlay Allen in the 28, right on his back bumper. And trying to close in to join in the fight is Riley Watson in the 8. Race leader to the white flag now. 23, Mia Bolton. Then it's the 74, the Tegra cart of Josh Sargent. So Mia Bolton in that Canberra Kart Shed Esprit leading the way. Bolton out in front. Bolton from Sargent. Allen, Watson, and oh, problems for Zach Bates. That's a shame for the 24P to break down there on the final lap. As the leader heads to the checkered flag, Mia Bolton takes the win. Second place to Josh Sargent. Then it went to Finlay Allen in third. Watson in fourth. Fifth place then to Cooper Allen. Sixth place will be Oliver McLansborough, with seventh place to Henry McLansborough, and unfortunately Bates with a DNF on the final lap. So the restricted 1-2-5, lights and heavies, are up next. This is the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Lining up now for the second heat of Restricted 125, Eric Reeves in the 66 is on the pole. Dion Pangolis, winner of heat number 1 out of 2. Brendan Shea in the 10 is shown to be starting out of position number 3. Now, I know that's not right because he's supposed to be starting off the back of the field. Clint Everingham's supposed to be out of 3. Everingham bogs down off the start, and Shea is up into third position already. Shea came out of position number 5 in the 10 cart. Back further then to Monique Kenny, who had a better start than in heat 1 when she spun off into heading into turn number 1. So Kenny already up into the battle there. Royce Gay, Malcolm Everingham. Malcolm Everingham, who had a DNF in heat 1 as well. Josh Wild and Jamie Field round out the running order. So as the leaders head down across the start-finish line, Pangolis is your race leader from Reeves. Then it's back to Shea. Kenny, no, it's Clint Everingham, who's the next car through in the 50. So Clint Everingham in the 50. Then it's back to Kenny, Malcolm Everingham, Gay, Wild and Field round out the running order. So as Dion Pangolis, who dominated heat number 1, looks to set himself up with a solid lead, already 1.2 seconds ahead of Eric Reeves, a 34.794, his fastest lap of the race. That is the fastest by 0.4 of a second. Eric Reeves in second position. He had a second in heat number 1 as well, because there was a lot of shenanigans going on late in that race. Clint Everingham triggering an incident under the yellow flag with Brennan Shea in the 10 cart. It saw Shea off the circuit and out of the race. Everingham gathered it back up to finish in third place eventually. He sits in fourth place currently because Brennan Shea in the 10 card. He's running a Yamaha KT100S engine in the Clubman Heavy class. That engine considerably underpowered compared to the 125 restricted lights. Shea, in fact, he's not running a Yamaha 125. He must be running an IAMI engine, looking at the power that that cart's putting out. So Brendan Shea, class as a Clubman Heavy in the classes break up here. Three classes all out on the circuit, the restricted 125 lights, restricted 125 heavies and the Clubman Heavies. And at the moment, it's two lights leading a Clubman. First of the Clubman Heavies is Josh Wild in the 47P. Now, Josh Wild had a DNF in heat number 1. He got up on the right-hand side ripple strip where he's going through the S's now. And that dislodged his chain and put him out of the event. So he's got some ground to make up there. Royce Gay in the 78P had a solid drive into fourth position. Just stayed out of trouble, and that was part of the secret to his success. So Royce Gay in that 78P, another of the Esprit carts from with the Fishwick Head Services backing. So as the leader, heads around the top of the circuit, Dion Pangolis. As I mentioned in heat number one, he's a member of the Newcastle Kart Racing Club, but has moved down to Canberra and is working down here at the moment, so enjoying the racing here at the Canberra Kartway. Eric Reeves sits in second position. He's got some pressure being applied to the back bumper now by Brennan Shea, who looks up the inside but still can't make the pass. And it is a good battle for second place going on as we complete eight laps. Pangolis, Reeves, Shea, Wild, the first of the heavies. Then it's Gay, Field, Kenny, and Everingham now. So fourth place is Clint Everingham. Race leader, still Pangolis. He's out to a 1.1 second advantage. The battle for second between Reeves and Shea still continuing on. It has been a good battle right throughout this race, as Brennan Shea hasn't found a way through just yet, but certainly is looking very competitive. Wild, all by Everingham, that's Clint Everingham in fourth place. And then it's back to Wild, the first of the heavies. So as Pangolis now on his 11th lap, he'll start his final on the next lap through. White flag out for Dion Pangolis. Now, what can Brennan Shea do here on the final lap on Reeves? Just has to fall into line. Reeves driving a good, consistent line. The race leader, heads around for the final time and takes the checkered flag. Pangolis from Reeves, Shea, then it's Clint Everingham, back then to Wild. Behind him is Gay. Seventh place should be Monique Kelly in the 57. It is indeed. Eighth place then is Fields, and ninth place is Malcolm Everingham. So a good solid heat number two, Junior National. So Junior National out on the circuit next. This is the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. As we get set now for Junior National, light and heavy. Junior National light brought to you by Karting World Camden. Junior National heavy brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. Away and racing. even off the start between the 86 and, oh, it shuffled back into turn number one. So that was not a good start in the end for the 14 of William Granger. So Preston Bruce and Granger, who had the front row. It's Granger who's dropped down four positions, to position four, I should say, off the start. Bruce is your race leader as they work their way down the pit straight and into the pit turn for the first time. Across the start finish line, Bruce, McLansborough, then it's back to Levain's, back then to Granger, Morris, Aitken, Wongmore, Jess, Post, as contact into the S's. Now that's the 17 of Aitken, and the, just trying to pick up the other number there, 88 perhaps. Or no, the 56 of Cameron Ward. So the 56 of Cameron Ward there, a DNF. So as the leaders across the start finish line, a new race leader in Charles McLansborough. Theodore Levain's is up to second. Jess Morris, Granger. So it's, off the circuit is Bruce. So that was the race leader who was in trouble there. And Preston Bruce is out of the running. Well, that is a shame for Preston Bruce. As the leader is now Theodore Levain's. Another change as McLansborough drops back to third. Morris is in second. Granger still in fourth. So Granger, who started on the front row, just hasn't been able to move forward at all whilst everyone around them has been having all sorts of dramas. Levain's, the race leader, Theodore Levain's, had a DNF in heat number one, so trying to make up for lost ground. Morris in the 18, finished back outside the top five in heat number one. McLansborough, he finished third, and has now got Granger on his back bumper. And Granger is making the move, coming out of the S's. Oh, tried to go through the dip side by side. McLansborough holds off Granger for the moment. So Granger around the top of the circuit, trying to get up into third place. As they come off the top turn, there's trouble there. And I think McLansborough has gone off the circuit. So Granger's up to third. McLansborough now will have to try and hold on from Will Longmore in the 13 cart. So I don't think there was contact that caused that off. I'm sure the officials would be having a laugh. Oh, we've got an off down into the pit turn. And that includes Jess Post and Leslie. So Leslie's second DNF. Taylor Chancellor also might be involved in that incident. Yes, she is. So the yellows are out here, as we have six laps now completed, and a gaggle of carts all out in that incident. Oh, Charles McLansborough comes off the circuit now. So Charles McLansborough pulls up his cart, and this is a real race of attrition. They've called for the red flag. Out on the circuit. So the only carts still running out there were Levain's, Morris, Granger, Longmore and Aitken at the time of the red flag. So they had completed six laps, which is more than half race distance, but I can't remember whether you've got to complete half race distance or three quarter race distance before it can be declared as an official race. So we need a trolley for the cart number seven to the bottom of the circuit, as Charles McLansborough's cart pulled off just before the end of that race as well. So we need a trolley for the 7 cart. And we'll get things sorted out, and hopefully all the drivers are okay. All right, we get set now for tag 125, heavy. It's Jareth Argus who'll start on the pole in the 22, the Wagga driver in the Argus Motorsport Cosmic Kart. Barry Laver in the 7 starts out of position number 2. Out of position number 3, Daniel Mapstone. Out of position number 4 will be Michael Simpson. Out of position number 5, it's Paul McCabe. Out of position number 6, it's Brennan Shea. Out of position number 7, it's James Ordish. And position number 8 is the 32 of Andrew Hemphill. Brennan Post is in the 70. Greg Williams in the 5. In the 15. Jeffrey Bell is in the 44. And then Tane Ether in the 37 with Gregory Thurston in the 64. They're in good formation. There's some good driving up through the field in heat 1. Hopefully we'll see a repeat of that in heat number 2. Laver gets the jump off the outside of the front row. Following him through is the 77 of Simpson. They're all through turn 1 cleanly. But turn 2, one card up over the top. That's the 70 of Brennan Post, who ran over the top of the 17 of James Ordish, who now falls towards the back of the field. Around the top of the circuit. So Laver in the 7, Simpson in the 77 runs in second. Then it's back to Mapstone, who's got it right behind him. Jareth Argus. As we have McCabe, Hemphill, Shea, Ether, Williams, Post, Bell, Ordish and Thurston's. Is up into 10th position. Bell tries to make a move on Post. And I think Bell has completed the pass. There's another pass. James Ordish goes past Brennan Post now. Almost running off the circuit was the 64 of Gregory Thurston. So the race leader backing up the carts behind him now. Laver, Simpson, Mapstone and Argus all nose to tail. Then you go to the second group of McCabe, Hemphill, Shea and Ether, who's driven well through the field already. The leader is Barry Laver on a great run here in cart number 7. The 77 is Simpson. Then it's back to Mapstone. Argus in the 22. McCabe now, his group has caught that group of 4 at the front of the field. Hemphill has got himself Tane Ether right behind him. And then it's back to Brennan Shea, Greg Williams, Bell, Ordish, Post and Thurston's. 4 laps completed. And there is just a huge gaggle of carts up behind Michael Simpson in second place. Laver taking the opportunity of the second place battle to build himself up a nice little buffer at the front of the field. Simpson and Mapstone. Looks like Mapstone might have got passed by Argus then. We'll have to check as they come through the pit turn once again. No, it's still Simpson, Mapstone, Argus in that battle for second. Oh, a spinner there, Jeffrey Bell, looping it around in turn number 1. So as the leaders head up the back straight once again, Laver doing a great job out the front of the field. Barry Laver finished in 6th position after coming out of position number 12. Tane Ether is in 7th position. He came out of position 12 in this heat. He'd finished 2nd in heat number 1. And now Tane Ether just running wide into turn one, right behind Greg Williams. So Tane Ether has lost a spot there. And he's shuffled back to eighth position. The winner of heat number one is Greg Williams in the 15 card. He's running in eighth now. In fact, he's running in seventh now, having passed Tane Ether. So this has been a real shuffling of the decks, as Laver has Simpson closing back in on him. Laver, Simpson, then it's Mapstone, Argus, McCabe, Hemphill, Williams, Ether, Shea, Ordish, Post, Bell, and Thurston is the running order. So cart number seven leads the way down the pit straight once again. The 77 of Simpson has Mapstone in the 84. Argus is in the 22. McCabe in the 82. Then it's Hemphill and Greg Williams. Greg Williams really putting the pressure on the back of the 32 now as he tries to continue to work his way forward. And Tane Ether is right on his back bumper as well. Hemphill kicking up the dirt through the dip that time. In sixth position, Andrew Hemphill really fighting hard. He's trying to work forward under pressure all the time, though, from those carts behind. Laver skips away again at the front of the field with nine laps now completed. Laver, Simpson, Mapstone, 1, 2, and 3. Argus right on his back bumper. The Wagga driver is running in fourth with Paul McCabe in fifth. That's the Thea McGrath photography esprit of Paul McCabe in the 82 card. Around the top of the circuit, we have two laps left to run, this time by the stripe, and Laver's been caught again. And, oh, spinning off the circuit is Michael Simpson. The second place man will drop back to the back end of the field if he can get it fired up. That brings Mapstone up to second, and then it's Jareth Argus. So Jareth Argus the third as the white flag is at the ready. I don't think Simpson got it fired back up. So disappointment there for Michael Simpson. His second DNF in two heats. White flag is out. Laver has Mapstone right on his back bumper. Argus is sitting there looking to try and get another spot as well. They're in fourth now is Paul McCabe. He will certainly push hard right to the finish. Then it's Williams. Further back for Hemphill. So Williams has made that pass now on Hemphill going into turn one. Yellow flags out going towards the pit turn. So this is their last chance coming off the top turns. The yellow flag still out. So that will give Laver the advantage as they come through the pit turn. And to the checker flag, Barry Laver takes the victory. Laver takes the win from Daniel Mapstone in second. Third place is Jareth Argus. Fourth place goes to Paul McCabe. Fifth place then to Greg Williams, who drove through the field extremely well. Sixth place, Andrew Hemphill. Seventh place to Tane Ether. Eighth place is James Ordish. Ninth place will go to Brennan Shea. 10th place in the end to Brennan Post. 11th to Jeffrey Bell. And the final runner on the circuit is Gregory Thurston in 12th. Only the one DNF as we head now to Open Performance and Tag 125 Light. It's Matthew Nipperis leading the way here in Open Performance heat number two from Danny Jarks, who gets up ahead of Peace. Now Peace is having all sorts of problems with that cart in the 125s. Already one lap completed, and John Wells is the fastest of those carts with Macaulay Allen, Josh Hemphill, Caddy and Morris making up the rest of the field. So Nipperis, a 31.5 already He was down into the 30s by the end. In fact, he might have even made the 29-second mark, I think, by the end of that heat number one. Matthew Nipperis, well in control. Danny Jarks in second. Nipperis' best lap in heat number one, a 30.7. So, Danny Jarks in second. John Wells in third. McCauley, Allen in fourth. Josh Hemphill, Caddy, and Morris. So, for Michael Peace, a DNF here in heat number two, as he has struck problems right from the get-go and just couldn't get that cart to handle, as if something was broken on that cart. Just did not want to turn for him. So Nipperis heads down the pit straight as Danny Jarks in second place heads up the back straight. And it's John Wells in third who leads the Tag 125 battle in the 69 cart. The 96 is the in-flight ER cart of Macaulay Allen. Now, Open Performance brought to you by All Insure. Thank All Insure for their support throughout season 2015. Danny Jarks under pressure now for second spot as John Wells has caught in. This is allowing Macaulay Allen, Bradley Caddy and Josh Hemphill all to close in and have a battle for second place. Next time through we'll be at half race distance. Matthew Nipperis leading the way. Now we've got the cart starting to really back up behind Danny Jarks. As Wells, Allen and Caddy are all there now, and not too far behind is Hemphill and Morris. So Wells makes the pass coming off the top turns. Wells, a good move there. Now Allen trying to go on the inside into turn one. He's lucky not to lose a spot to Caddy, who's just caught onto his back bumper now. Race leader is still Matthew Nipperis, who has five laps left to run. Nipperis from Wells, Jarks, Allen, Caddy up the inside of Allen. They're side by side into turn number one. And Allen, well, he started gesticulating at Caddy then, which then saw him run off the racetrack. So Allen has now limped his cart to the infield. And, well, whilst he wasn't happy with the move by Caddy, he certainly contributed to his own downfall when he started to wave and then just ran off the track. Second place is still John Wells. Danny Jarks is holding on to third. Caddy is in fourth. Fifth place is Hemphill. Matthew Morris in sixth. And Morris, just that cart sounding a little bit ill. Matthew Nipperis down a 30.9, his fastest lap of the race. Oh, good move by Hemphill, gets ahead of Caddy. He runs in fourth behind Danny Jarks. So Josh Hemphill was the best of the 125 lights in heat number one. And Hemphill with some work to do now to get past Danny Jarks for third. Caddy up the inside of Hemphill. So Hemphill making a mistake through the... Hemphill tries to go back at Caddy, but just gets checked up. So it's the checkered flag is at the ready for Matthew Nipperis, who's dominated this run. Danny Jarks coming back from a disappointing heat one, he sits in a strong position now. So Matthew Nipperis with the victory. Matthew Morris has finished. He is a lap down. Second place will go to John Wells. So Matthew Nipperis taking the victory there. Danny Jarks home in third behind John Wells in second. So I'm not sure what happened to Matthew Allen's car, but he's managed to drive himself back to pit lane, so that's an interesting one. Josh Hemphill finished in fourth place, and then it was Bradley Caddy in fifth and sixth place. To Matthew Morris. So Cadet Nines are up next. They're out there forming up on the racetrack. Sebastian Ruiz will be on the pole after winning heat number one. Away and racing here in Cadets, heat number three. The Cadet Nines brought to you by Ruiz Construction. And it's Sebastian Ruiz off the pole who gets the jump. All through clear in the first couple of corners, which is good to see. Joseph Woodell, he'll be looking to come back from a fifth place in heat number two. He won heat number one, so had some great speed in the kart earlier this morning, but just couldn't show that speed in heat number two, as he had a number of problems. Almost contact there, heading into turn number one, that time between the 34 of Marshall Cross and the 31 of Joel Strode. Joel Strode in that 31 cart has had a second and a third place so far today. Now Marshall Cross had problems getting his cart out of the pits in heat number one. He eventually drove through the field to get up to fifth place. He finished with a fourth in heat number two. He runs in third currently. In fact, no, he gets shuffled back now as Strode gets past him, and so does Darcy Boulding at the start finish line. So Marshall Cross shuffled back to fifth. Ryan Holborough, Ryan Pring, then Max Assay, Bradley Bryant, and Isabella Jess completed one lap. Oh, spinners down at the bottom of turn number one. Max Assay involved in that. Isabella Jess and one cart in the kitty litter, which I think might be Brady Bryant. So Brady Bryant, who's had two DNFs so far today, might have just picked up a third DNF as he is unable to get the cart out of the sand. So Ruiz leading by 2.7 seconds over Waddell, Strode, Boulding, Crofts, Holsborough, Pring, and then we see who actually made it through after that spin. It's a say there in the Jays brush fencing cart. And then it's the 12 of Isabella Jess. So it is Brady Bryant who is the DNF. So with Sebastian Ruiz having a handy buffer now, he's coming up onto the back markers, but they're a lot more strung out than they had been over the last few races. So that should make his work through the field a bit easier. Now battle for second, Waddell and Strode. I think Strode might have made the move going into the top turn. We'll have to see how that plays out as Ruiz makes the first pass on Jess. Strode is up into second now, so Balding, it was Waddell that had that incident at the top of the circuit, and he's dropped back to fourth with Cross now right behind him. Further back in the field is the 77 of Holsborough and Pring. They're having a good battle. Holsborough, though, are just having the advantage right the way through. Now, as the second place, Strode and Balding starting to come through the traffic as well. Ruiz has made easy work of it. Out to over 5 seconds the lead on that last stall. He's lost a second in that traffic, so he's dropped down to a 4 second lead now. Strode, Balding, Waddell, Crofts, your top five. But they are all fairly well strung out around the racetrack now. With six laps completed, leader is on his seventh, and that is Sebastian Ruiz. Joel Strode from Wollongong in the 31 cart. That's the Aiden Builders CRG. Darcy Balding's in the WAS Automotive Arrow. Joseph Waddell from Grenfell in the Arrow. We're looking forward to the Bob High Memorial in 2 weeks' time out there at Grenfell. The Festival of the Kids, one of the biggest country meetings in the country. Now we hope you're heading across for that one. It will be a great weekend. Marshall Crofts in the 34, still runs in fifth. Holsborough in the 77, Pring. Jess has got past Asahi now. So Isabella Jess up into eighth position. Asahi back down into ninth. The leader heads up over the rise and towards the dip onto the back straight. The cart 26 of Sebastian Ruiz leading the way. Joel Strode has just gone fastest on the circuit. A 38.569, the fastest lap of the race. So as the white flag is at the ready for your race leader, cart 26, Sebastian Ruiz. In the Ruiz Constructions, Tony Cart, he leads the way. Strode in second. Then it's back to Darcy Balding. No one battling for position currently on the circuit. As Ruiz heads up the back straight for the final time. Race leader, Sebastian Ruiz, looking to get his second win of the day as he comes through the pit turn for the final time. And takes the checkered flag. Ruiz takes second win. So two wins and a third for Sebastian Ruiz. Joel Strode, 2 seconds and a third. Darcy Balding with a third place to add to his second and fourth place finishes. Joseph Waddell, a first, fifth and a fourth. Crofts another fifth, so he's got 2 fifths and a fourth. Then it's back to Ryan Holborough in sixth. Pring in seventh. Then it's Jess and Asahi in eighth and ninth places. Some great running there by the Cadet Nines. It is the Cadet 12s out on the circuit next. This is the Southern Stars preview, round five of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So they're just waiting now for Mia Bolton. Mia Bolton is out there, so they're just waiting for one more cart to head out onto the circuit before we get a start. Yeah, Josh Sargent not out on the track. So not sure if there's a problem with the 74 Tegra cart. Here he comes now, so. So Josh Sargent out onto the circuit. He'll make his way up into the outside of the front row. We have Mia Bolton in the 23 on the pole. Sargent in the 74. Then it's the 8 of Riley Watson out of 3. Out of position 4 will be Cooper Allen in the 19. Finley Allen starts in the 28 out of position number 5. Position number 6 will be Oliver McLansborough. Position number 7 will be Henry McLansborough. And Zachary Bates will be tailing Charlie on the field. We're away and racing. A quick start here. It's Bolton who has the advantage. Bolton leading into turn number 1. And second place, it looks like. Sargent wasn't able to hang on to that. I think that is Riley Watson, who's up into second with the red driving suit in the blue cart. Riley Watson heads around the top of the circuit. So, Bolton leading the way in the Canberra Kart Shed Esprit. No, in fact, it's the 28 of Finley Allen. So, Finley Allen, Cooper Allen are the next two carts out on the circuit. Further back then to Riley Watson. Then it's back to Sargent, Bates, and then it's Oliver and Henry McLansborough rounding out the field. So, Mia Bolton showing some great speed. The Grenfell driver in the Esprit cart, number 23, leading the way. Finley and Cooper Allen, the two in-flight emergency room carts. Of course, in-flight ER, proud sponsors of the Cadet 12s. As they work their way up over the rise once again, no one really contesting four positions at the moment, as we're on lap number 3 of 10 here in heat number 3, Cadet 12s. Two classes out there doing battle. Mia Bolton in the Cadet 12 Rooks. She leads the way. Then, in second position, Finley Allen is leading the Cadet 12s class, second overall. Watson now and also Sargent have both gotten past the 19 of Cooper Allen. Zach Bates trying to close in on the 19 cart now with Oliver and Henry McLansborough still rounding out the field. Oliver McLansborough in the Subway Stocklands Bathurst entry. Henry McLansborough in the Subway Bathurst carts. Both the Orange Kart Club members. Of course, the South Pacific titles once again on at Orange in November. Another great country meeting there at the end of the year at that Orange Kartway. So race leader is Mia Bolton in the 23. Finley Allen still not close enough to challenge in second position. Then it's Watson. Watson is starting to find the 74 of Josh Sargent on his back bumper. So the battle that's heating up here is for third. Watson in the 8 cart has had an up and down day. Second in heat number 1, fourth in heat number 2, runs third currently with Josh Sargent right on his back bumper. So Josh Sargent, who won heat 1, finished second in heat 2, has some work to do now as he comes through the pit turn within a cart length of the 8 cart of Riley Watson. Your leader is still Bolton from Allen. Great drive here by Finley Allen to be able to mix it with the new engine carts. Of course, In 2015, we've seen a major shake-up of karting across the country, with new engines being brought into classes, some restructuring of karting, as well, some have said, have been long overdue. And these changes, of course, see us running a couple of classes within a class in a number of categories, and the cadets being one of them, the new cadet rocks running with the traditional Yamaha 100J engines that are restricted back. So we now have a battle for third as Watson and Sargent come off the top turn. They were nose to tail. Watson jumps away slightly. 8 laps now completed. Bolton leads from Finlay Allen in the 28. Watson seems to have got his buffer back over the 74 of Sargent. Cooper Allen then go back to Bates, Oliver and Henry McLansborough round out the running order. So as the leaders head towards the start-finish line, the 23, white flag out for Bolton. Allen, then it's back to Watson and Sargent. Cooper Allen is the next one through, followed by Bates. That's the Bates advance driving Tony Cart, number 24. He had troubles with that cart on the last lap. Hopefully we don't have a repeat of that this time for the youngster. The P plate signifying less than 3 race meetings experience. As the checkered flag at the ready, Bolton is being caught late in the race by Finlay Allen, but she should hold on and will take the victory. Mia Bolton gets her second win of the day. Finlay Allen, a great drive for second. Third place sees Riley Watson in, then followed by Josh Sargent in fourth. Cooper Allen is in fifth position with Bates in sixth. Seventh goes to Oliver McLansborough and eighth to Henry McLansborough as they head down into the pit turn now. So the Cadet 12s complete their third round of heats. Up next, restricted 125, light and heavy. Eric Reeves will start from the pole once again here in heat number 3. Outside of the front row will be Clint Everingham. Reeves gets the jump though and leads them into turn number 1. Everingham slips into second. Pengolas, who's won both heats so far, a spinner at the back of the pack, looks to be the 55 of Jamie Fields. So Pengolas is the man to beat in this restricted light category. We've got 3 classes out there on the circuit. Restricted lights, heavies, and clubman heavy. Brendan Shea in the 10 cart is the only clubman heavy out on the circuit. He is currently running in third position. Behind him, Pengolas. Reeves leading the way in the 66 cart. Then it's Clint Everingham in the 50. Shea in the 10. Then Spengolas, then a gap back to Monique Kennedy. Monique Kenny. Then it's Malcolm Everingham, Josh Wild, Royce Gay, and Jamie Field. So the best of the restricted heavies. Royce Gay was 4th place in Heat 1, and Josh Wild was 5th place in Heat number 2. So that is still up for grabs, the restricted heavy class battle, although they've been a bit behind the lights in outright pace. So just limping around there at the moment after a spin on lap 1, Jamie Field in the 55, just trying to get himself back up to speed. Eric Reeves continues to lead, but Brennan Shea is the fastest driver on the circuit. And his lap number two was a 34.7. That's 3 to 4 tenths faster than Eric Reeves' best lap, which is a 35.1. So Shea, if he could get some clean racetrack, could really set a handy time. But for Shea, who's running the Clubman engine, that would be the Rook engine by the looks of it, or the Iami engine. Just can't quite pick the difference between those two at the moment. But he... there's a spin down there. Heading into turn two, that's Kennedy. Kenny... And also involved in that was Wild in the 47. So Kenny and Wild just coming together down there in turn number two. They've gathered themselves up and they're both back into the race. But, of course, that we'll see both dropping down the running order. So Reeves now has got a bit of a freight train lining up behind him with Shea, Everingham, and also Pengolas. All nose to tail behind. Here goes Shea, looking to the inside again. Unfortunately for Shea, his cart just doesn't have the straight line speed. And just right when they're getting close to the braking zone is where Reeves' cart is pulling away. And although Shea's got it set up beautifully for the tighter parts of the circuit, he just doesn't have the legs to make the move. So what he'll be looking to do is put the pressure on Reeves, try and get Reeves into a position where he makes a mistake coming off the corner, and that will then negate that straight line speed and allow him the opportunity to try and make that pass. But Eric Reeves withstanding the pressure at the moment and leading the way in the 66. He's now set the fastest lap of the race. As they come across the line around the outside, Brendan Shea just is the last of the late breakers, and he makes the move for the lead. And he takes the fastest lap of the race back in so doing. A 34.463, the fastest lap for Brendan Shea. So he leads heat number three. Started out of position number four. And Brennan Shea doing a great job here to lead in that Avtec cart. Eric Reeves in the Sable karting Arrow. Behind him is Clint Everingham from Wagga. Pengolas in the Pro Pamphlets cart, just not making any impression here in heat number three after winning the first two heats. Further back then to Malcolm Everingham, Royce Gay, Josh Wild, Monique Kenny, and Jamie Field round out the running order. So across the line, and Shea continues to lead. His gap to Eric Reeves, only 0.16 of a second. As they head through the dip and up onto the back straight, looks like 78 of Royce Gay under pressure now from Wild. As Reeves looking to make a move coming down to the pit turn. That was ambitious. And it didn't pan out in the end. So race leader is still Brendan Shea as he's completed 10 laps now. Wild has made the pass on Gay. And he sets his sights on Everingham in the 501 cart. Wild, they're side by side, they touch, they're into each other, and Wild and Everingham coming together. Well, that was just some very ordinary driving by Everingham and Wild. And Everingham has gathered it up, and will head up the back straight now. 11 laps completed by your race leader. Checkered flag should be at the ready. Brendan Shea in the 10 cart leading the way. As he comes down into the pit turn for the final time. Checkered flag is out. Shea takes the victory, his first of the day. Eric Reeves comes home in second. That's his third second place finish. Everingham is third. That's Clint Everingham. Pion Pangolis in fourth. Fifth place is Royce Gay. Sixth place to Kenny. Seventh place is Wild. Eighth place is Malcolm Everingham. And ninth place is Jamie Field. The juniors are up next here in the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, the Southern Stars preview. Well, a great start there for the 14 of William Granger. He's had his share of dramas, but this time he was off the line. And the Power Kart Raceway number 14 leads the way around the top of the circuit for the first time. So Granger has got McLansbury in the 7 just starting to back up. Bruce, Aiken, Ward, Morris. Then it's Ward up into 3rd place now. In fact, up into 2nd, a great move past the 17 of Aiken. And to the S's that time, and Ward, who didn't start heat number 2, is already up into 2nd place. Granger is your race leader. William Granger in the 14 cart has had his share of ups and downs, a 2nd and a 3rd, and now it's Ward who won heat number 1, looking for a way through, but Granger has him covered for the moment. McLansbury's past Aiken now, is also working his way through the field, is Levaines, and Levaines will go through the dip side by side with Aiken to drop him further back through the field. Morris is there as well, Bruce, then it's back to Longmore, Post, Leslie, and Jess. So, new race leader, Cameron Ward. Ward running at the front of the field, makes the pass on Granger. As Granger, then as McLansbrough with Levaines. Levaines really running up on the back of McLansbrough there. McLansbrough in that production line drafting Nordics cart from Orange. As Cameron Ward leads the way. Set the fastest lap of the race on that lap, a 36.335. The battle is for third now. Levaines and Morris. As McLansbury is shuffled back, Bruce is starting to catch up to McLansbury now. Of course, heat number 2 was red flagged. And it seems like, unfortunately, Taylor Chancellor not able to get back out to participate now in heat number 3. So Ward, Granger, Levaines, Morris, McLansbrough, Bruce, Aiken, Longmore, Post, Leslie, and Jess is the running order. Good drive here from Cameron Ward. Didn't get a reason why he didn't go out in heat number 2. But the top cart, number 56, leads the way from Granger in the 14.
Thank you. I didn't care. Thank you.
Granger then back to Levaines. Morris is the next cart through. They're closing in on Granger now, who seems to be slowing. So Granger with some work to do here before this race will conclude. In fact, pressure now on Granger for second as Levain's and Morris. Working to the outside, to the inside. Granger in the 14 card. Just not able to respond. Through the S's, he gets himself some breathing room, but then up the back straight, here comes Levain, straight by Granger. So Levain's up into second. Now, what can Morris do? Jessica Morris in fourth place, looking to try and get past the 14 of William Granger. As the laps are counting down, Granger just doesn't seem to have the straight line speed. Second place, Theodore Levain has driven well today. A win in heat number two. Started in seventh position in this heat number three and has driven up to second place. So they head around the top of the circuit. Your race leader is Cameron Ward. He won heat number one and he has one lap left here in heat number three. Levain's in second. Morris now past Granger as that cart perhaps limping home somewhat. Then it's back to McLansborough and Bruce. No other action on the track. The interest is, what can Morris do now? Jessica Morris closing in on Theodore Levain's as they head up the back straight. Into the top turns on the final lap. Nothing between Levain's and Morris as they come off the top turns. Morris charging hard. Ward will take his second win of the day. Cameron Ward with two from three. Levain's hangs on for second place. Then it was Morris in third. Fourth place is Granger, who, as I said, backed up noticeably late in the running. Then it was back to McLansborough. Bruce. Will Longmore, the first of the heavies, finishes in seventh position. Then in eighth, it was Aiken. Ninth place was Post. No, eighth. Ed Leslie was in eighth. Ninth was Post. Ninth was Post. Tenth was Aiken. And 11th was Jess. So Tag 125 Heavy is up next here in the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Well, already some shenanigans here in the Tag 125 Heavy. Three karts spinning into turn number one. And that we'll see. One of the carts not making it out to complete this heat. And I think it might be Daniel Mapstone in the 84. So Mapstone, who was starting out of position number four, has got a DNF now. Shea is leading in the 10 cart. Brennan Shea, who has not had the best of heats in the previous two outings, is making most of this front row start. Caught now, though, by the 82 of Paul McCabe. And as they head up the back straight, Paul McCabe looks to the inside to try and make the pass. And Paul McCabe will get through to the lead. Shafe trying to fight on the outside, but to no avail. And new race leader is Paul McCabe. Paul McCabe in the 82 cart. Finished fourth in heat number two. The man to watch, though, is the 7 of Barry Laver. He's up to second as he gets past Brendan Shea now. And Barry Laver has been on a heck of a run. Sixth in heat number one. A win in heat number two. And now up into second position as Shea has got Tane Ether. Also a race winner earlier today. Second place earlier today, Tane Ether. He's trying to work his way up into third place now. Goes to the inside of Shea. Oh, and they come together going into turn number one. And they both drop two positions to the 44 of Jeffrey Bell and the 15 of Greg Williams. Well, the stakes have gone up in this third round of heats, and we've seen some interesting moves across the races so far. As your race leader is Paul McKay, Barry Lavers in the 7, trying to close in on him. Then it's Brennan Shea, who's been shuffled back now to 5th place, 6th place in fact, as Jeffrey Bell and also Greg Williams are up into 3rd and 4th. Back then to Tane Ether. Then we see Brennan Post, James Ordish, Jareth Argus, Andrew Hemphill, Michael Simpson and Greg Thurston's rounding out the running order. So it's been a very interesting tag 125 heavy weekend. As the leader heads down into the S's. And it's still Paul McKay. Barry Laver within a card length. Fastest lap of the race goes to James Ordish in the 17 cart. That's the Canberra Kart Shed Esprit. A 33.352. So James Ordish back in 7th position at the moment. I think he's just made the move up the inside of Brennan Shea now. So might have grabbed himself another spot. No, not yet. That was a move further back in the pack that I saw Andrew Hemphill getting up. As, oh, Barry Laver has spun in 2nd position whilst he was trying for the lead. And so Barry Laver now will fall back to the tail end of the field. And he has now got a huge amount of work to do and not much time to do it. Laver from 2nd to 10th in one corner. As your leader is still Paul McKay. That's the Thea McGrath photography card. 2nd place is Jeffrey Bell now with Greg Williams in 3rd. Greg Williams having a great weekend here. A win in Heat 1. Well, 2nd... Heat was an 11th place finish after an incident. But Williams much more competitive right throughout this whole weekend, and that's been good to see. Just looking, who's been the most consistent? Well, knowing that Mapstone's out of this race and Laver has also had a DNF, I think Andrew Hemphill with a 3rd and a 6th. Is the most consistent driver out there. At the moment, he's running back there in 7th place. Now, Ordish has just made the pass on Shea for 5th. So, Ordish is up to 5th. Laver trying to come back, but he's still a long way behind. The 9th place runner of the 22 of Jareth Argus. So, as the leader, Paul McCabe comes down. 10 laps now completed. And it is... Oh, contact there! As Bell and McCabe get together. And that puts Greg Williams back out in front. Now, Ordish and Shea have also had an incident there on track. So, it's all getting very feisty. As Williams trying to defend from Bell. Bell and Williams at the front of the field. In fact, no, that's Williams and Tane Ether. So Tane Ether in the 37 is back up to 2nd. The 15 card is Greg Williams. Greg Williams from Tane Ether. Then back to Bell. Further back then to McCabe. Bell's left-hand side pod was already lifted from an incident earlier in the weekend, but now you can see that Paul McCabe's side pod is dinged up as well as he is trying to make the pass into 3rd. Checkered flag! And it is a victory. 2nd victory of the weekend to Greg Williams. Tane Ether, his 2nd, 2nd place finish. Jeffrey Bell, I think a 3rd will be his best of the day. Then it's the 82. In 4th, Paul McCabe. Now, Hemphill a fifth place finish does him a great deal of good. Back behind him in sixth is Ordish. Post is in seventh. Eighth place was Brendan Shea. He would be disappointed after leading for a number of laps there. Argus in ninth. Then in... Well, then you go back to the likes of Barry Laver and Michael Simpson, with Greg Thurston's rounding out the field. Open performance and tag. 1-2-5. A light is up. Getting set for a start here. One lap away, in fact. Michael Peace. In the 46, we'll start from the pole. Out of position number two will be Danny Jarks. In fact, check that, it'll be Matthew Nipperis from the pole. Danny Jarks out of two. Michael Peace out of position number three. Out of position number four will be Macaulay Allen, who's got a sticker flying off his cart. Then John Wells in the 69, Morris in the 12, Caddy in the 5, Fripp in the 75, and Hemphill in the 17. So, interesting, this will be the first race that Fripp has started today. They're away and racing, Nipperis checks out at the front. Danny Jarks falls into third behind Peace. Peace having problems and, oh, contact has seen the 17 car of Josh Hemphill off and into the tyre wall at the bottom of the circuit. So Hemphill, a DNF after third and fourth place finishes earlier, that will be a very disappointing result for him. So as the leaders head round, Matthew Nipperis from Michael Peace. Then it's back to Danny Jarks. John Wells, the first of the tag 125 lights, with Caddy, Fripp, Allen and Morris rounding out the running order. So I didn't see who came together with the 17 cart, Josh Hemphill, to put him off the circuit. But a frustrating DNF for sure to someone who'd been running very solidly in the previous two heats. John Wells in fourth position, just trying to close in on Danny Jarks now. Had a fourth place finish in heat one and a second in heat number two. Matthew Nipperis has been dominant right throughout this race weekend. Nipperis looking extremely strong. As he pulls away again at the front of the field. Nipperis, Peace, who's fixed the mechanical problem that saw him retire from heat number two. And that car looking a lot more solid now. Danny Jarks, through the dip and up onto the back straight, has got John Wells closing in on him. And Wells, as they come up around the top of the circuit, will be looking for a passing opportunity in the not-too-distant future. So Nipperis leading the way. A 31.061, the fastest lap of the race, by Matthew Nipperis. Peace, Jarks, Wells, he's on the back bumper of Jarks now as they go through the dip and up onto the back straight. And Jarks, well, holding off at the moment. Caddy in the 5 is running right behind the 69 of John Wells with Macaulay Allen. I think that sticker's come away now in the in-flight ER cart number 96. John Wells has had an off. So John Wells has had an off and we'll gather things back up now. Macaulay Allen just was very slow getting back onto the racetrack there. As Nipperis is coming up onto the back of the 75 of Jacob Fripp, the Alfredo Graphics and Designs cart. Peace is still in second. Jark's in third with Caddy now putting the pressure on him. Wells has dropped back about, what's that gap, 4 seconds? No, yeah, 2 seconds behind Caddy. As Caddy tries to go around the outside of Jark's coming off the top turn. Nipperis leads from Peace. Jark's. Now Caddy tries to dive up the inside. He does so. Will Jark's try to dive in the cross, crisscross? But no, he can't make the crossover. And Caddy will be up into a third spot. Race leader across the line once again, a 31.061. He leads Michael Peace by over 13 seconds. In fact, almost 14 seconds now. It's 13.9. Caddy, Jarks. Wells has closed back up on Jarks again. With Allen. Then it's back to Morris and Fripp rounding out the running order. So Matthew Nipperis now on lap number 11. The leader heads up the back straight for the penultimate time. John Wells again trying to get past this time. He goes up the inside and makes the pass on Danny Jarks. So Jarks shuffled back to fifth. As the white flag is out, Matthew Nipperis leads the way. Just a bit slower, Matthew Nipperis in the CRG Kart Connect. Number 16, that in the previous two heats. Hasn't got down in the 30 seconds bracket this heat, but still has a commanding lead of over 18.3 seconds. So as Matthew Nipperis comes to take his third win, it's Nipperis from Peace. Then we go back to Caddy, who... a third place finish will be his best of the day. As Peace comes across the line. John Wells home in fourth. Fifth place is Danny Jarks. Sixth place, Macaulay Allen. And seventh place will be Morris. Eighth place is a Fripp. So that completes the third round of heats. It's the Cadet Nines up next.